Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. Rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I can rock right on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock
and my mind's made up.
The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again just to lift up the name of Jesus, reaching the world for Christ on Blog Talk Radio. This is Evangelist Floyd and Betty Yearwood. We're just wanting to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us and being with us. If you'd like to call in and be a part of this service tonight, well, here is the number to call in on. It's 347-308-8524. That's to call in to be a part of this service would be 347-308-8524. So, call in and we'll just worship the Lord together and have a great time in God. And if you'd like to donate something to this broadcast, well, God will bless you for it. It's donate Floyd and Betty Yearwood .com/donate. And you can go right on there and donate to this ministry and God will bless you for it. So, call in 347-308-8524. So at this time, I want to have the prayer request read. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all the needs and pray for the people that's tuned in listening to us. So at this time, we'll have the report of the prayer request.
Before we get started, I was going to say if anybody's got any prayer requests, you can send them to prayer at LloydandBettyYearwood.com and we'll get all the prayer requests and we can announce them on here. We need to remember Martha Pierman. She needs healing in her back and her children need to be saved. Remember Brother and Sister Miller. They need a healing in their body. And remember their church. Remember Sister Strickland needs a healing in her body. Jay needs healing in ribs and back. Geneva and Jackie need salvation. Robert North, he needs salvation and deliverance from alcohol. Tammy White and family, they need salvation. Bobby Bryant, that's on here all the time, he needs a bus for his ministry. Pray for all that are listening that God will meet their needs and those that need to be saved will receive him. Remember my mom, Betty, she still needs healing in her body and needs to be free from the pain. Remember our church, Word of Faith Family Worship Center. And I want you to remember my friend, Lily Elrod. She needs to be prayed for. All right, that's all the prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and take them before God at this time and just pray for them and just believe God to answer the request and move up on the need. So, our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come together, Father, this evening, God, around the world, Lord, just to lift up your name, God, and we just ask you, Father, that you will touch, and Lord, that you will heal them that seek and afflict you. God, that you will touch, Father, every listener out there on the, across the wave, God. We just ask you, Father, that you will just move, God, and Lord, that you will touch them, and Father, that them that need salvation, God, we just ask you, Father, the most of all, Lord, that you will save them, God, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for all of it, God. We We praise you, Lord, for this victory, God, that you give us. And God, just ask you, Lord, that you will bless the radio broadcast. Father, that you will touch people out there, God, that will donate, Father, Lord, that will help us, God, to hold up our hands, Lord, that we can reach out, God, and tell the people the good news about you. Lord, that's all we would desire to do, is just lift up your name before this lost and dying world, God, that they'll be saved, be sanctified, be filled with the Holy Ghost, and them that's sick and afflicted, God, will be healed in Jesus' holy name. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to give this number again if you want to call in, be a part of this service, at 347-308-8524. So call in and be a part of this service tonight. Be live with us across the airwaves at somebody might hear the good news and want to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So we're going to bring the scriptures up, and the title of this service tonight is Thou Shalt Not Have No Other Gods Before Me. You know, that's what the Word tells us, not to have no other gods before Him. You know, a lot of people today are trying to set up other gods, but there's no other God but God, His own self. And He's a jealous God, and He's not pleased with all these graven images that people are making up and trying to say that this is God. He's not pleased with that. And I praise God tonight that we are serving a living God that's sitting on the throne, just reaching down to this earth to answer every need and every request that we have the need of. Them graven images I cannot do that. And I praise God tonight that we are serving a living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got a call in here tonight. 228, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
I'm Brother Bryant from South Mississippi, a little town called Wade.
Praise the Lord, brother. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight.
Glad to be here, brother.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have some scriptures read here, brother, and you can find these scriptures in Exodus 20 and verse 3 through 5. And so we'll have them scriptures read, and just obey the Lord. Just speak what God gives you.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You know, Brother Bobby, that's real plain, you know, not to have no other God before Him. And, you know, I was just thinking, and we're reading our a little earlier over in Isaiah, you know, where that they making themselves God, you know, hard this man to be a gold maker, you know, to make a God, you know, and out of silver and everything. And they have to carry Him around and set Him where they want to set Him. And He can't do a thing for them. But praise God, I'm a servant of God today and tonight. Hallelujah, that is over that God, and that God can't do nothing. But the one that I serve is a jealous God, and He can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
Praise the Lord. Obey, brother. Obey God there, brother.
Well, brother, you know, the earth is His and the fullness thereof. He loves us. He prepares for us a way. He gives us food. He makes our shelter. In fact, without God, we could do nothing. He is the Almighty, Everlasting Father, God. And I tell you, brother, the people that come against Him, like the old country saying, is barking up the wrong tree, because He is a terrible, powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. And there's none other. He said, right here, who had measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and melted out the heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth. Praise God. It goes on to say, in measure and weight, the mountains and scales and the hills and the violence. Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, who had taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him? Brother, let me tell you something. Nobody, he says over here in another place, before me there was no God. I am the God that created thee. My God, brother, let me tell you something. If that don't make our chills run through you, knowing that you serve an all-sufficient God, there is nothing hid from his eyes. He can do what he wants to, what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, because he is a mighty God of glory. He owns the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He directs the devil what to do. The devil has no power that God renders to it. He can do nothing. Nobody can outweigh our God. He is the everlasting Father of glory. You cannot measure him in a balance. You cannot put him in a box. He cannot lie. He cannot steal. He cannot bear false witness. He is the great God of glory. And brothers and sisters, there is none else, none but God. Jesus himself said, I can do nothing on my own but of him that sent me.
Amen.
Jesus said that. And if our Lord, Master, Savior, and King said that, where are we? We but just a little tiny speck in a vast ocean. That's what we are.
Amen. Come on, brother.
I tell you, brother, he is the all-sufficient God. Let me tell you. It said right here, he has given power to the faint. My God, he'll lift you up. He'll bring you up. He'll raise you up above. He'll roll you over the chasm, I'm trying to say. There's none can come against you. His great hand just spanned the curtains of the earth. My God, let me tell you. Comfort ye, my people. That's what he wants you to do. Love him with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and you will seek that comfort. When you walk in a path of righteousness for his name's sake, you can walk through the valley of death and not be nothing but his shadow, praise God.
Amen.
Satan cannot harm you. Praise God. We serve a God when he said, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. My God, let me tell you something, brother and sister. We better cry unto the Lord. We living in the last days, I believe in the last hours of the last days. Read Daniel and you'll see it. Read Isaiah and you'll see it. Read Ezekiel and you'll see it. Praise God. I'm telling you, brother and sister, it's time to pray up, pack up, and look up and get ready to go up, because our Lord is soon returning. I said the other night, if you want to see a time of day, you look at your watch. If you want to see the time that we're living in, God's time, his time clock is Israel.
Amen.
Did you see the news today? What happened today? It's leading up to the final battle.
Yes, it is, brother.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, God is a jealous God, and he's not wanting and no other God but before him. And no, this day and time I was thinking here, we was living in Dalton, Georgia. We had to pass this house just about every time we went into Dalton. Anyway, we went over on a certain part of the town. We had to pass by this house, and there was a great old big artificial of Buddha sitting there on these people's porch. And I thought about how people would go, you know, and bow down to that Buddha and cry out to him, you know, and he wasn't nothing but just a statue that some man has made, and somebody had to pick him up. And they had to carry him to this house and set him down on the end of that porch where he sat there for several months. And every time we'd pass, we was praying, God, shake them people up, stir them up, get them out of that junk that they're in, because Buddha cannot do a thing for nobody but just sit there. And I tell you, God is a God that will hear and that will answer, and Buddha cannot do a thing. And, you know, all these idols, you know, they hew them out. You see a lot of times hewed out of wood and standing up big and tall. But if you throw that in a fire, that thing will burn. But, you know, as you said there a while ago, God is the God of all. And he ain't going to be burnt. And I thank God tonight that we're serving a God that is over all that stuff. All them things is going to be destroyed and done away with one of these days. And the people that's got them, the Bible said every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they're going to know then that they've wasted their time, but it's going to be too late for them, because they need to realize that that thing that they bought, that they spent money for, ain't worth the money that they spent on it. But there's one thing is for sure, they don't have to spend no money to get a hold of God and get God in their life. Just come and say, Lord, I want you to forgive me of all these things, and that God will hear them. And that God will give them freedom, give them peace, and give them life that they cannot get from Buddha or from that wooden stick that they've got there in their yard, or that golden calf that they've made. You know, I was thinking a while ago about whenever the Ten Commandments was made there, when God went up, or Moses went up on the mountain to see God to get the Ten Commandments. When he come back off the mountain, what did he do? He found Aaron and them down there worshiping a golden calf, something that couldn't do nothing for them. And it made Moses angry, and he threw the Ten Commandments down and broke them. But, you know, praise God, Moses had to go back and get some more commandments. But, you know, one thing for sure, I believe God showed them right there that they couldn't worship a golden calf and stuff like that. But, you know, that old spirit is still in the land, been in the land ever since then. They've tried to make up everything that they can to please themselves and to worship it, and they can go and cast yourself down in front of it and cry and weep and go on, but it just satisfies their own spirit and their own body for a while. But there's a time coming that there is a God that is going to judge them. And you know that Buddha and that wooden stick that they've got there, or that silver and that gold, or that calf that they've worshipped, or that cow they've worshipped, and that old serpent over in the other country that they worship, is not going to be there. It's not going to be there for them. It's not going to offend them. But there is a God that will be there that will judge them, and they're going to give an account for every idle word, everything that they've done. Praise God, it's time that people realize that God is a jealous God, and he said it and he meant it, not have no other God before him. He meant not set nobody else up before him, because he is God. Praise God, he is the one and the only one. There's no other like him. No other can do the things that he can do and the things that he wants to do. He's looking for people to turn to him. He's a crying out, do away with that junk. Do away with them old
idols
like that. And come to me. That's what he's saying. Come to me and I will forgive you of your sins. I will forgive you of worshiping them idols. And I will give you life that you don't have. A life that you can't get from any other God. I'm thankful tonight that we have one God and one faith and one Lord and one baptism. That we can look to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to forgive me, and he will forgive. That's what he's wanting them people to do. Do away with them other gods that they've got before them. You know, I was thinking, me and my wife was talking yesterday. People put cars up for their gods. They put houses up for their gods. And one man over there in the Bible, they asked him to come, and he said, I have bought five ox. I got to go and prove them. He couldn't go to to worship God. Another one said over there, he said, there, I've married a wife, and therefore I can't go. You know, there's people using all kinds of excuses and making all kinds of gods, but there is one God, and there he's sitting on the throne tonight, and Jesus Christ is sitting on the throne on the right-hand side and making intercession for you and I, and making intercession for them if they will come to him and say, Lord, right here I am. I'm denying, I'm pronouncing Buddha, I'm pronouncing this wooden stick that I got here. I'm announcing this golden image, this golden calf. I'm going to do away with all that. I want you to come into my life. Praise God. I tell you tonight, God will do that. I praise him tonight because he is a God and a jealous God, and there's no other besides him. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. You know, right here in Matthew, it said, behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, why callest thou me good? Now look here what our master said. Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And brother and sister, people said, we haven't got to keep the commandments. That's in the old law. This is under the new covenant. Jesus said, keep the commandment. There wasn't but one commandment wasn't brought over. And that, remember the Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath. Jesus said, the days were made for man, man wasn't made for days. And he says, why callest me thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment. He said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said to him, all these things have I kept. Master, I've done this all my life. I kept from my youth up what lack abide. Yet Jesus said unto him, now here's where the world comes in. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But the young man heard that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. People put houses and lands and money up before God. They get it through the worldly system. And Jesus said, love not the world or the things of the world, or the love of the Father is not in you. I'm telling you, the man here didn't have the love of the Father. But Jesus said, if thou be perfect, go and sell that which I have and give to the poor. Now, he didn't want the man to become a pauper. He was testing his faith.
Yes, he
catching
was.
His faith.
Amen.
And give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. My God, let me tell you, that's where my heart is. That is where your heart is, where your treasure is. My heart is on God Almighty. Praise God. I'm telling you, brother, it just thrills me to know that I serve an all-sufficient God. Praise God. But the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. And I'm telling you, brother and sister, you get rid of possessions in your life that pulls your soul down to this world and hell bound. Give it up. What would you give in exchange for your soul? If you gain a whole world and lose your soul in hell, what have you gained? What have you gained? Nothing. But the young man heard it said and went away sorrowful. You know, that's what a lot of people do. Oh, my God, I've lost everything I got. One time, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God. One time, my home, it looked like I was going to lose it. The thing I worked for, traveled on this road for, worked for construction, and looked like I was going to lose everything. A man told me, he said, look like you're going to lose everything. I said, if I've lost everything and still got a hope to God, I've lost nothing. I've lost nothing. God spoke to me and said, walk around your house 3 times with your hands raised, praising me. I'm telling you, it's better to obey than to give sacrifice.
Yes.
I walked around my home 3 times with my hand raised, praising God, and that was years ago, and I'm sitting in my home tonight, praise God. God made a way where there seemeth no way, praise God. But then Jesus said, but the young man heard you say, and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. You know, possessions in this life is nothing. The possession of God. You hold God as possession. One time, my baby sister, she was having compound trouble upon top of trouble. I went to visit her, and what did she have sitting in her house? A statue of Buddha. I said, that is your trouble right there. That false God is your trouble.
Amen.
She took that thing. She said, that thing? I said, yes, that's a false God. She took that thing and threw it in the garbage can, and immediately her situation changed.
Amen, brother.
I'm going to tell you, you serve God and Him only. The earth is His and the fullness thereof. The heaven is His. The God, He's God of God and Lord of Lord. He is mighty. He cannot fail or lie. He is our praise and our God. He loves it, provides for us. He has done terrible and great things for us. My God, He is God and there is none else. He is God alone. Beside Him, there is no God. He is a God that formed thee. My God, He is God. He cannot fail. He'll hold you up in the midst of the storm. I'm telling you, the devil may rage and rant, but he can do nothing longer than you in God's hand. He cannot cross the bloodline. Brothers and sisters, if the devil could cross the bloodline, we'd have a sanctified devil, and we're not going to have one. He's bound for hell, and it's not God's choice that nobody goes to hell. But brothers and sisters, if you hadn't been washed in that blood, if God is not your Father, if Jesus is not your Savior, if the Holy Spirit is not your comforter, I hate to say this, but you are hell bound if you deny God. If you deny God tonight, brothers and sisters, you better turn around.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is a preacher that lived on both sides of the fence. I can tell you which side's better. I used to be fed from the world. Now the Word of God feeds me.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'll tell you what. The Word of God will feed you. I just like, you know, praise God. I'd rather have the Word of God and have it than anything in this world. Because
amen, brother.
I take this Word and I stand on this Word and I live this Word. I walk this Word. I know one day after a while, when I walk out to the end of the journey, I'm going to walk right into the kingdom of God. And that's what it's all about. That's my desire.
Amen.
Let's go and have a station break right here and have a couple of songs. And we'll be right back, Brother Bobby, with the gospel. So just hold us up and just keep in mind on the Lord. And we'll be right back in a minute. Praise the Lord.
Don and Tico is going to come sing right now. And after he sings, I'm going to sing a song.
This is the time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Lord of heaven and earth. This is the time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Lord of heaven and earth. For God so loved the world, He hath given His begotten Son. And whoever believes in Him shall receive an everlasting life. Rejoice! Let's receive our King, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice for the glory of His name.
time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is His Lord of heaven and earth. This is the time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is His Lord of heaven and earth. Receive an everlasting life. Rejoice, let's receive our King. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice for the glory of His name. This is the time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. This is the time to celebrate. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is His Lord of heaven and earth. This is the time to celebrate.
Thought that it would happen to anyone but me. I never dreamed that I would carry this heavy burden on my knees. I never thought that I'd be standing just where I stand today. I've never known this kind of heartbreak. I've never felt this kind of pain. But You're still God when my eyes have cried a million tears. You're still God when my last hope has disappeared. You're find the answer for the reason for this trial. But Lord, I know Your ways are perfect, and You've been watching all the while. For to me You've proven faithful time and time again, and I'm learning, Lord, to trust You even when I don't understand. But You're still God when my eyes have cried a million tears. You're still God when my last hope has disappeared. You're still God, and I know You'll make a way. You're still God, and You're holding me right now. You're still God, and You're holding me right now.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate them wonderful songs there. You know, I thank God, you know, that God, it's time to praise Him. You know, that, like that brother was singing there, Brother Bobby, today mm-hmm. is the time to praise and celebrate the Lord. You know, and I just praise God that we can celebrate the living God. And I want to say that I really appreciate that, Brother Don Chico, or N. Chico from over in Philippines singing that song for us, you know. I enjoyed that song. I thank God for the songs that he has released to us to sing. They're not released out over the other places to sing and not even in their own country. But thank God that we can hear his voice and hear the words that he sings and ministers to the people. And I thank God for the song that Tim sung there. So, you know, that's what it's all about, just lifting up the name of Jesus and just praising God. So,
That's all he asked, brother. He asked us to fear him and walk in his path and love him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. My God, what all he's done for us, he's more than worthy. Our finite man can't even comprehend how great God is. But listen here, what a promise. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, you sir, whose right hand I have holden. I mean, he'll hold you, brother. He'll take care of you to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lines of kings to open before him the two leading gates, and the gate shall not be shut. My God, he will not shut us out. Praise God, we can go up. The gates are open. All you have to do is come in the name of Jesus. I will go before thee, my God. If he goes before us, who can come against him? I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, my God. Listen to the promise. He'll straighten the crooked things out before us. He'll take care of our enemies. He loves us. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches and secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which call thee by thy name. I am the God of Israel. My God, look what he has promised us. My God, the treasure of darkness and secret place, the treasure of riches is ours, praise God. Let me tell you something, the riches of his grace is what I want, brother. Of course, I want a good living. I want to live, but good living is living for God. He said, I'll supply all you need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Did he not? My God, he's right there. He said, I'll be closer than a brother. He's closer than a father. He will go the last mile. My God, there's nothing can hinder you when God is on your side. Who can come against you when you got the glory of God? No one. The glory of God all around about you. There's angel with drawn sword, brothers and sisters. The devil cannot harm you. I tell you, if the devil could do anything to a preacher, he would kill me.
Amen.
I tell people, I said, Satan is nothing but a chihuahua with a loudspeaker. He's nothing. We are greater. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. When you got God in you, brother, there's no force can come against you. He will say, he'll be right there to defeat everything. He said, who can be against you when I'm for you? My God, let me tell you something. Like I said a while ago, I got it from the book of Psalms. Yeah, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. To a Christian, death is just a shadow.
Yes, amen.
Be absent with the body, be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. It's about this long for be there. By God, Paul said it. I tell you, when Christ died, I died with him. When he was raised, I was raised with him. God lifted us up, brother. When we get baptized, forsake the sins of this world, and come unto Jesus, and he pardons our sin, you are lifted up in glory. I mean, you have not got to wait the rapture to live in heaven, praise God. You can live in heaven right here on earth.
Amen.
Let me show you something right over here. John, it's in John, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave us, that's us, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You're going down in here, the 36th verse. he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on his hand shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. But right here, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. That's right here. You can live a godly life while you walk the face of this earth.
Amen.
Who can stop you from it?
And praise God. Hallelujah. You know,
glory.
You mentioned
glory to God. Come on, brother.
Praise the Lord. The scripture also tells us that we can sit in heavenly places while we're here. You know, and I thank God tonight that we, and I feel like the right now that we're sitting in the heavenly places, I feel like that His anointing is here. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Whenever His anointing comes up on you, or you're getting as close as you can get without going all the way over into heaven, I believe that with all my heart. When His anointing comes upon you, hallelujah, glory. He said that you would sit in heavenly places. And I believe tonight, praise God, that His power and His demonstration of the Holy Ghost is up on us. And as we speak, hallelujah, I believe that we're sitting now just as close that we can get in this world without just going all the way over into it. And I praise God one of these days, this spirit that's in us is going quick on these mortal bodies. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is going to twinkle our mortal bodies and it's going to raise us up. And we're going to meet Him in the air forever. Praise God. Hallelujah to the glory. Hallelujah. To be with Him. And you know, that old spirit of Buddhas and all that stuff, they ain't got no spirit. They're not going nowhere but down to the bottom pits of hell where they're created to go. You know, the Bible says that whenever the devil was cast out of heaven, he brought one-third of the angels down with him. But, you know, when he got down here, he started all these false gods and all these images and all of these things just for people, just to deceive people and get them to wander after them old spirits and get people buying them things and bowing down to them things and worshiping them. But that's not the God. Hallelujah. That's not the God that I serve. The God that I serve is sitting on the throne tonight. He's just sitting up there trying to get people to turn their lives over to Him. He's not going to force Himself on nobody. But He's giving His Spirit to lead us in the direction that He's in. If we'll just walk in that spirit, we can walk into the kingdom of God. But you know, praise God. I tell you what, there's a verse over here in Isaiah. If I can just see it, I believe it's in the 46th verse, where it said He could not, that idol couldn't even save you. You know, it can't even do nothing for you. But praise God, the God that we serve will save us. Hallelujah. Yeah, Isaiah 46 and verse, 45 and verse 20. Isaiah 45 verse 20. Go ahead and read it there.
Assemble yourselves and come. Draw nigh together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image. And pray unto a God that cannot save.
Praise God. Hey, see, people don't even have no knowledge. Now, they got this wood set up, Brother Bobby, and they're praying to that thing and crying out to that thing, and it can't even save them. It can't do a thing for them. When they're in trouble, it can't even get them out of trouble. But thank God, the God that I serve tonight, hallelujah, if I get into trouble, all I've got to do is look up to Him and say, Lord, I'm down here and in trouble. Just send an angel my way, and praise God. I believe God dispatches an angel, and I know that He's done it several times for me. I know whenever back in 2004, November the 1st, when I had that truck accident and about got killed, I know that as you mentioned there a while ago, the 23rd chapter of Psalms, he said, though I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You know, I walked through the shadow of death there then. They didn't think I was going to pull out. They didn't think I was even going to live. But you know, Brother Bobby, I didn't fear death because I know that before the accident, that I had a Savior, and I know He was on my side, and I said that 23rd chapter of Psalms come alive in my life. I realized what it was all about. I realized what David was talking about. Though I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I come close to death. I didn't even know it. I couldn't even see until the next day after the accident. My right eye just barely cracked open just a little bit where I could see just a little light. I couldn't even do nothing. But I had a sister-in-law come two of them come there to see me at the hospital. And one of them was complaining about hurting in her chest. Is that right? Complaining about hurting in her chest. And I said to her, I said, I can't see and I can't reach you. But I said, if you'll get up and come over here, I'll pray for you. And she said, I just raised my hand right up here and said, you just drop your hand down just a little bit and pray. And I did. And another sister-in-law standing off over there said she was hurting. And she said, I've got to get a little of this. So she reached down and touched either me or her sister. I don't remember which one she touched. But whenever we got done praying, they both said all the pain had left. And I tell you what, I know that God is still God. I know. I told him, I said, He may have me here in the hospital praying for people. I know I was in there. I can't remember exactly how many days. I believe about 4 days. I was 4 days in the hospital. And everybody that come in that hospital room, I told them, and even in the surgery room, they even turned people through. I had over 100 people just come through there while they were working on me. They didn't think I was going to live. Didn't think I was going to pull through. The doctor didn't think that I was going to make it, even though when he was working on me. And he let people come through and see me. And I was asking them all, and I said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I was witnessing to people all the time when I was in there. I fear not death because I knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had His hand up on me. And, you know, I found out that the doctor that was doing the surgery on me, trying to put me back together, he said, I found out that he was played a piano down there in the church somewhere. I said, Doc, I said, if you had a piano here and play Amazing Grace and another song or two, I said, I believe I could preach a while. And I guess he thought I was crazy. He thought I was a dying. But God brought me through. And, you know, I know that I'm a servant of God. That when I'm in trouble, all I've got to do is say, Lord, send an angel my way. And God dispatched angels to come on my behalf. And if He'd do it for Lloyd Yearwood, He would do it for anybody else. But they got to have the real God, not that God that's made out of wood or out of silver and gold or not out of a cow that's walking down the road. But they've got to have the real, true born-again Jesus Christ in their life. Then they can call out on Him and get an answer from heaven. He hears our prayers. He answers every one of them. We may not like the way they're answered, but God does answer the prayers when they cry out to Him with a sincere heart. I praise God tonight that I'm a servant of God that is a jealous God. And He said not to have no other gods before Him. I tell you, people have got gods before them that need to get out of their lives. Brother, just like you talking about your sister having that Buddha sitting in their house. That's why a lot of people have got troubles because they got all these false gods. But they need a God that is strong. Hallelujah. That will answer when they cry out to Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother.
You know, brother, I believe when you get saved, you become smarter.
Yes.
Look here. That we should be in the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom you also trusted that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and whom also as that you believe you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for your making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory of the inheritance of the saints. Praise God. And on over here, brother, in another place, let me show you. People don't realize what we mean to God. Glory to God. It's right here, the third chapter and 10th verse. Praise God. It says, to the intent that now unto the principality. Now listen to this, brother.
Amen.
To the intent that now unto the principality and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, the angels on earth. We entertain angels unaware, the Bible said.
Amen.
And they learn from the church.
Yes.
They learn from the church to the intent that now unto the principality and powers in heavenly places. You talk about angels.
Yes.
Powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. That's him. Some angels don't have wings. If they would have wings, you would know them. But he said, we entertain angels unaware. Brother and sister, let me tell you something right now. You know the question you asked, what would I give in exchange for my soul?
Amen.
I mean, you love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and you love your neighbor as yourself, praise God. I mean, it was, I love my next door neighbor. He's not talking about, he is included also. You love your worldly neighbor. May not love everything they do, but his soul is given by God. You love that soul. All things of God is good. I love what James said. All good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, who no variance and no shadow of turning. Praise God. You know,
amen.
All good things. That's a manifest manifold of God coming in our life. Jesus said, there's none good but God. Why call me good? There's none good but God. All good things in our life come down from the Father of light, who's no variance and no shadow of turning, praise God. He's God and there's none else, praise God. He's God all alone by himself, he's God. He's El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, praise God. He's a God of God and Lord of Lords, praise God. All power, might, and praise. We praise him. You don't just give him lip service. You praise him and praise him. Then you get in worship and he worship God. Then he smiled at you.
Well, Bobby, we got a call in here. We've never had this before. I don't think it's 775. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at. Well, we've lost him. 775, do you hear us? Why? Call back. We'll see about getting in here. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Bobby. What happened to him,
Mark? I tell you, brother, it's just like this. I mean, the people that's living out in sin, they got a hold of this world. Let me tell you something. Get in the book of Daniel and read it, brother and sister. I've just come out of the book of Daniel. It said, we got 70 weeks. Now, that's 490 years. I started back in when Nehemiah was a cupbearer to Xerxes, King Xerxes, and he had the king asked him, Nehemiah, what's wrong with you? He said, how can I feel good when the walls of my city are burnt down and the gates are torn down? The king gave him everything he needed to rebuild Jerusalem, not in the Old Testament, now, not Titus the Roman. But anyway, that started right then. The 70 weeks start in 445 B.C. And when Jesus went to the cross and died for us, the 69th week had passed, been fulfilled, in other words. Well, we're in the dispensation of grace right now, or the gap period, what do you want to call it? We're between the 69th and 70 week. Now, you hear the preacher preach any time rapture, they right on the point. The rapture could happen just any time. There's no sign given for the rapture. Jesus could come back right now, praise God. I mean, there's no sign. And when the Antichrist, the man of sin, signed the peace treaty or peace covenant with Israel, but it's going to be for 1 week. That's 7 years. 1 week of the 70th week. Right now, we live 483 years. When he signed that peace treaty, he said he'll make a cup of many for 1 week. That's 7 years. 7 and 83 makes 90. 483 and 7 makes 90. When he signed that peace treaty, the last 7 years start. Read it. It's in your Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible, the Holy Bible, it tells it. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, I believe we're so close. The man has got the pen in his hand.
Amen.
Ready to sign that covenant. I tell you, that's, if you ain't saved now, you better get, because it ain't going to be this easy after he makes his appearance. Glory to God. Come on, brother.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. I tell you what, God is a moving, brother, and I believe the rapture, just whenever God speaks to his son, tell him to come back and get his children, and I believe it's closer now than we've ever thought it would be. You know, a lot of people are living today just like they never thought tomorrow would ever end. But, you know, there's a time coming that the Lord is going to end this thing. God himself is going to say, son, go back and get my children. And, you know, I believe he's sitting there right now just waiting for God to say, go and get him. And, you know, I'm looking for him to come. And I look for him every day. If he don't come today, I look for him tomorrow. I believe it's that close. I told a lot of them, I've told them in churches around the country, I've quit looking, I'm listening for the sound now. I'm believing the sound is the trump is ready, and I believe he's standing just ready to sound that trump to end this and declare time be no more. I believe God is getting his children ready for this time and hour that he's fixing to come after them. And, you know, he said he was a jealous God, and I tell him no other God before him.
Brother, can I read something right here? Go ahead, but I'll read something.
Go ahead.
And I, Daniel alone, saw the vision for the men that with me going back up here. Then I lifted mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose lines were girded with fine gold of Ephraim. His body was also like the barrel, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as the lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like color to polished brass, and his voice the voice of a multitude. And you go on over here to the 12th verse, the 12th chapter, brother. It said, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood on the other two sides of the bank of the river, the other, one on this side, one on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man, clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be till the end of this wonder? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, which he held, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swear by him that lived forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, for the whole holy people, all these things shall be finished, praise God. And you know, brother, I believe it's right here, because this is the last chapter of Daniel, and Daniel and Revelation coincide. And brother, let me tell you, I believe we are right here. I believe the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is nigh at hand. I'm telling you, that's why you walk every day in a shout of his love. You walk therein. There's safety, there's grace, there's happiness, there's hopefulness, there's everything. Come unto me and I'll give unto you what he said. My God, do you want him to give unto you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, brother, I better hush. I could go on and on and on. Come on, brother.
Well, we got 8 seconds, brother, so we might as well say good evening. God bless you, and we love you, and we hope...
God bless you.
Hope
and brother and sisters, I love every one of y'all.
Okay, we love you, too. And so hope and pray that they called in tonight. We'll call in next week, and we'll get them on the air with us. So God bless.
All right, brother. God bless.
You.